This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In response to the avian flu being found in Brown County, officials at Bay Beef Wildlife Sanctuary said this week that it will stop selling corn. They ask visitors not to bring corn to the observation building parking lot, and they will no longer allow people to walk the raptor trail. They also won't take in any waterfowl patients for the time being. The restrictions are all to reduce possible exposure of Bay Beach's captive birds to any wild birds that may be ill. Dozens of dead geese were discovered throughout Brown County this week, and on Wednesday, Wisconsin's first human case of the bird flu was detected in Barron County. The Brown County Board of Supervisors voted this week on a plan to move coal piles occupying prime waterfront real estate in downtown Green Bay a couple miles north to the mouth of the Fox River. However, the plan does not include terms agreed upon by the owner of the coal piles. The amended plan changes the length of the lease from almost 100 years to up to 40 years, changes the rent payment escalator, and changes the new location of the coal piles. Officials from C. Reese said the company will continue to operate from the current Mason Street location as it sees the changes as a rejection of their negotiated agreement. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place, and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Are landlines becoming a thing of the past? Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Your call is important. However, it'll have to be a cellular call. Starting in 2029, AT&T will stop offering a traditional landline phone service. The company says the copper lines and their maintenance is expensive. About 360,000 people in the state still get the old-school hookup. AT&T says they do have a system that allows old phones to connect to their cellular network.
When it comes to grief, this time of year can be really difficult. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
It's okay to say no to invitations or certain responsibilities during the holiday season. The festive occasions can be difficult, especially for those grieving the loss of a loved one. A clinical therapist with Aspirus Health, Janet Wimmer, says grief can feel heavy this time of year.
Grief is especially big around the holidays, especially if it's the first holiday after the loss of a loved one.
There are support groups and bereavement group options in the area, and there are a variety of hotlines that you can call to talk through your grief. Wimmer said it's also important to reach out to family and friends.
Don't be afraid to mention your lost loved one, to bring up their memories. Those are often well shared during the holidays.
This is also a good time of year to emphasize self-care.
For those who just find themselves really stressed, take a step back. Slow down all of the things that you're running at doing and take time to breathe deeply and take a few moments for yourself.
While the holidays can be stressful, adjusting your expectations, focusing on self-care, and reaching out to others can help you experience a more enjoyable and fulfilling holiday season.
According to a criminal complaint, when 59-year-old John Miner was arrested for his 12th drunk driving offense, he took one last swig of his vodka right in front of the police officer. Miner was sentenced Thursday to 8 years in prison for the April 28th incident in Kaukauna. Reports say Miner was pulled over for going 85 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone and told the officer he was, quote, pretty drunk. A preliminary breath test showed the blood alcohol content of 0.267, over three times the normal legal limit. Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful even at the best of times. As millions of travelers take to the skies over the busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Brittany Merlot has more.
Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over this busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Flight attendants say give yourself a buffer day. Wherever you're traveling, there's a potential for storms and weather delays, which of course can cause cancellations. So leave buffer time for layovers too. Sure, the idea of sitting around at the airport waiting is not appealing, but missing your connecting flight is a much worse outcome. And if you're still considering a last-minute holiday getaway, there may be some good deals out there, usually midweek. And book directly through the airline, because third-party platforms are more likely to automatically book travelers onto flights with super tight connection times. You should also opt for the first flight of the day, because any delays or cancellations will roll on throughout the day. And also, if you have kids, book flights around nap times.
Of the four major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had as we have moved into the renewing of the sun, the renewing of self, and planetary renewal as well.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day. ThetaCare, which provides birthing services at five hospitals across Northeast and Central Wisconsin, has released the top names for babies born in their hospitals through December 1st of this year. The number one boy name is Oliver, followed by Theo or Theodore. The number one girl's name is a tie this year between Charlotte and Evelyn. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL, Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In People Who Are Always Looking for Something to Lose Their Mind Over News, an interview with Denzel Washington and a reporter for Collider went viral when Washington was asked what his favorite Stanley Kubrick movie was. The Gladiator 2 star says he doesn't have one and that he wasn't really a movie buff, then added he was in the streets looking to rob people who came out of Kubrick films. I'm guessing that's changed since he's a two-time Oscar winner. There have been 47 seasons of Survivor, if you can believe that. Season 47 just crowned a winner this past Wednesday night. Rachel Lamont is the most recent champ after fellow Survivor castmates cast their votes, so Lamont takes home the $1 million grand prize, which has been the take-home pay since season one. You would think in 47 seasons they would have added at least a cost of living increase. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received three Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December December 20th. In Where Are They Now News, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit-squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still a little breezy this morning, but we will clear out and the wind will die down throughout the day. We'll get to around 25 for a high with temperatures falling into the teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. With a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.